Hey folks, we're here at Smith Tower at Live Labs. I'm talking to Ben Vanek, who's going to show us a little pet project that you've been working on. Tell us what we got here.
So this is called Sea Dragon Mobile, and it's an application that you run on your phone, and it loads images over the internet through your cellular network or Wi-Fi, and lets you view really big images and lots of images.
Nice, so this is kind of like Photo Zoom.
Yeah, it's essentially Photo Zoom, but instead of being able to view it on your PC, you can view it, you know, on the bus.
So is there any limit to how big the photos can be? You could have like a massive map of a subway, or you could have just, you know, big pictures that you like.
Yep, you can have a map of the world, or you can, you know, have your collection of photos that you've taken with your digital camera.
And how do you actually get those big pictures onto the phone?
So there's lots of fun ways. So the best way, I think, is we integrate with Photosynth. So that if you upload your pictures to Photosynth and make cool synths out of them, you can also then view them on here. It's 2D only, but it's a very cool way to view collections of images. You know, you can load 1,000 images on here.
So it doesn't, like, if you have a bunch of different pictures like that, it wouldn't try to stitch them, well, it probably will try to stitch them together, but it won't have much success. But you're using it as more of a container to be able to view those on your phone.
You know, so it's very easy. You download the Photosynth software, you sign up for an account, you push the images up, they give you 20 free gigs. You don't have to have your own server, you don't have to, you know, deal with anything really complicated. The images just show up. And so, you know, we don't do anything cool like 3D Photosynth yet. That's their stuff. But we figured we'd use them as a nice way to kind of, you know, make it really easy for people to get their own pictures and view their friends' pictures on the device.
That's great. And how do you browse for Photosynth content on here?
It's pretty easy. So you can either add a specific username. So if you have your friend or family member, you can add their username to this and just view their list of synths or albums that you've uploaded. And you can also view your recently posted synths. So you can just keep on scrolling through the list. You'll see everybody who's posted something to Photosynth.
I notice it's running on some odd hardware.
I chose the iPhone just because this was my own personal project.
Yeah.
And I just decided it would be fun to work on that. And there are, you know, tons of opportunity for doing it on other platforms. We just acquired a bunch of really nice phones, Windows mobile phones, that we're going to do some of the same stuff on. Maybe take different avenues and, you know, just kind of push the boundaries of what's possible with this kind of stuff.
What are your thoughts on the type of content that would be best for this?
So there's really the two categories of really large images that currently are very painful to move around and browse. This is a really large image. This is one of the largest images that exists, 2 billion by 2 billion pixels.
And,
you know, the other category is just large collections of images. It's very annoying to see someone's set of pictures of 300 images and then have to go next through all of them.
Yeah.
This will be going out hopefully very soon to the Apple App Store. So anyone with an iPhone will be able to download this for free and just kind of play around with it. And since it's going out as a tech preview essentially, it's not a real application, you know, something that you'd purchase or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a fun way to kind of browse around this content and kind of shows off, you know, a bit of innovation here where there's no other app that can really do this.
Well, thanks so much for having us over and showing us this great project. Looking forward to see this. What URL should people go to if they want to find out more about this?
SeaDragon.com should have some info and videos, and then it should, week of December 1st or so, be up in the App Store. So you'll just be able to, from your phone, search for it and download it.
Excellent. And, of course, you can always come right to Channel 10, and we'll have anything that you do linked up on there, too. Well, thanks so much. Take care. We'll be right back.